Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. Spirit in the sky. That's me, the spirit in the sky. That's right. I'm beaming down to you from the sky. Even if you're listening on the radio, but even if you're listening on the internet, that's where I'm coming from, right off the satellite. And pretty exciting for me. Might be scary for you. Rob Jonas is our guest, and he's our good friend. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 14 years. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And Jolles.com, right, Rob? J-O-L-L-E-S is how you find more out about Rob, all of his books, including How to Change Minds, his new book, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. Rob, we're talking about groups, selling to groups, and I want to talk about, for a minute, I want to talk about people and contemplating groups. I mean, if you and I walk up and call on a company, and we go in to meet a guy, and we say, hi, I'm Jim, how you like me so far? And then we as you say, the guy becomes, or the lady becomes a champion. They like our thing, and they want us to come back and meet with a group. Well, that's one way of thinking about groups. But what if you know going in, Rob, that you're going to have to pitch to a group? What if you know this is not going to be a mano a mano kind of thing? It's going to be a mano a mini, you know, and it's a committee that you got to deal with. You know it going in. Does that what do you do to not be intimidated by that?
Well, all right, but not to, you know. Look, we talked about preparation is one way of not being intimidated. Sort of, they say in real estate, location, location, location.
Right.
You want to be calm in a presentation? Preparation, preparation, preparation.
Yeah.
More time you put in, the calmer you'll be. That and a track record. But we talked about a process, so I'm going to answer your question in process. Before we went to break, we talked about a utility. If you could just hear in your mind, I'm going to follow an acronym called a UPOP, okay? Utility, what's in it for the client. Product, not your product. We call that the big picture. Adults need to know. Sometimes they're confused. They're told to be in a meeting, and they don't even know why they're there, okay? So I'm going to tell you in 2.5 to 3 minutes, here's what's in it for you to be here today. Here's what we're going to talk about. Of course, here's how we're going to talk about it. Here's what I expect. Here comes that objective, okay? Oh, here's what I expect of you when we're done. And then one more thing, because we got our skeptics out there sometimes. Here's me. Here's who I am. Here's why I'm here today. Okay? Utility, product, process, objective, and then proof is what I call it. If we lay that out, that's a system that I like to use, and we have to write it out. And I will tell you right now, anyone listening to this radio, if you email me, rob@jolles.com, I'll be happy to send you a template that shows you exactly, just all you have to do is fill it in.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about preparation, Jim. Imagine if you're prepared on people and company, and I help prepare you on, here's your first 2 to 3 minutes, ironclad, tight, and psychologically hitting every button that they could have. I think that calms us down, because we all know 4 or 5 minutes into a presentation, I'm not nervous anymore. Okay?
And the more you and the more you get good at this, folks, the more you get comfortable, the more you follow these best practices and these methods that Rob's talking about, the more you get of these under your belt, the more the world opens up to you, and you don't fear the fact that this person you call on is going to ask you to come talk to a team, or if you have an opportunity to work on channel to sell to a channel meaning you know going in it's a group. Like a chamber of commerce, like the Red Cross, or somebody, you know, some local organization that buys services. They buy services. They buy products. But the decision is made by a committee. The more you know going in that that's the case, you won't be intimidated by that. That's the reason why we're talking about this. Go ahead, Rob.
Exactly. And then if we could just talk about in that body, remember, we can't have a one-on-one conversation, but by golly, we can involve that audience creatively. And that means sometimes, removing all this information you think is going to help win your case and put in a small group exercise or something that they can look at on the screen and say, mm-hmm. how would you react to that? You know, and here's how we, it's just more powerful.
Right, no question about it. And I will tell you this also, Rob, I learned, be careful with the humor with the group. Mm-hmm. Because I've gotten myself into trouble when I thought I was being funny, and there was always one or two people who you couldn't make laugh if your life depended on. So be careful with the humor with the group. Hey Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Always great. Thanks, Jim.
Rob Jolas, ladies and gentlemen, ROB, and Rob, and the last name is Jolas, JOLLES. Jolas.com is his website. Find his books there and all the things that he does. And we'll get Rob back another day. In the meantime, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.